Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Business Times reporting that Trade and Industry Minister Parks Tau said the 1.6 billion rand cash injection for ArcelorMittal South Africa from the IDC was an imperative to protect the country's long steel industry. Without the cash, AMSA would have shut its Newcastle and Funderbale plants and effectively killed all long steel capacity in South Africa, as well as put 3,500 people out of work. And the talk is now of a global recession after US President Donald Trump's harsher than expected tariff increases that has seen over 10% wiped off stock market indices across the globe. The White House remains unfazed with the sell-off, with Vice President J.D. Vance saying a couple of days on the stock markets is nothing to worry about. At home, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana is also not budging from his positive economic outlook, telling the National Assembly that Treasury is sticking to its forecast of 1.9% growth for the South African economy this year and 1.8% for the next 2 years. That double whammy of US tariffs and a shaky coalition really accelerating the sell-off on the JSE, with the resources counter down 10%, pushing the all share down 5.25% to 81,553, and the top 40 down 5.4% to 74,876. Wall Street suffered its biggest two-day loss since the COVID sell-off in March 2020, and those highs of February after Donald Trump's inauguration are a distant memory. The Dow ended Friday's session down 5.5%, the S&P 500 down 6%, and the Nasdaq was down 5.8%, London's FTSE down 5%. And it's not looking good at the start of the new week, with Dow futures down 2.5% and Asian markets being hit hard, with Tokyo down 6.5%, Hong Kong down 9.5%, and Sydney down 4%. The rand not immune to the economic fallout, now at 9.26 to the dollar. It's 24.80 to pound sterling and 21.07 to the euro, which is steady at 110.30 to the dollar. Gold at $3,028, platinum $924, Bitcoin at $78,310, and a barrel of Brent crude $63.71.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.